بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم اخو المسلم لا يخونه ولا يكذبه ولا يخذله كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه عرضه وماله ودمه التقوى هاهنا بحسب امرئ من الشر ان يحقر اخاه المسلم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He will not misappropriate his trust, nor will he lie to him, nor will he abandon assisting him. Every Muslim to another Muslim is sacred, his dignity, his wealth, as well as his life. Piety is here, he pointed towards his chest, and thereafter, up to this point, we discussed the latter part of this hadith, very, very important injunction and advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, this latter part of the hadith refers to something which many of us are not even conscious of, and we don't even consider it to be something that is wrong or evil. However, all these various advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given with regards to dealing with our fellow Muslim, the rights and the injunctions of Shariat, the rights that they enjoy over us, if we allow this bimari and this illness, which is referred to in this latter part of the hadith, to come into our lives, then my respected brothers, it makes it impossible to practice upon any of these injunctions. Rasulullah said, it is sufficient for a person as an act of evil. It is sufficient for a person as an act of evil, an yahqira akhahul muslim, that he looks down upon his fellow Muslim brother. In other words, he considers himself to be superior. This is something, like I said, it doesn't sound, if one has to hear it just offhand, off the cuff, it doesn't sound like such a serious thing. However, ulama ikram write, it is haram. It's completely forbidden that you consider yourself superior to someone else. Superiority, on the question we have to ask ourselves and to analyze, that if you feel that you are superior to another Muslim, that superiority that you have allowed to creep into your heart, which is allowing you to look down at someone else, is on the basis of what? Why do you feel that you are superior? Is it you come from a different color, some language that makes you superior? Is it your lineage or your family background that makes you superior? Or is it your financial status that makes you superior? Or do you feel that you are more intelligent or more pious? Each of these things that you consider a basis of superiority, you have not acquired on your own. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has distributed qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed many, many beneficial characteristics amongst His makhluk and amongst His creation. And the primary purpose and objective of this distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not so that you consider yourself superior, but so that you make shukr of Allah. So that you recognize the bounty and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that you understand that Allah is testing you. Someone is sick, you are healthy. Allah is testing you in that health. Someone is poor, you are rich. Allah is testing you. Someone has less intelligence, you have more intelligence. Allah is testing you. What do you utilize that characteristic for? On the one hand, you have a choice. You may feel that now you are superior, you are somebody. You deny the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look down upon others. This, in fact, my respected brothers, constitutes great ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fail to understand this life is a test. What we have is not based on our own abilities. What we have is based on what Allah has given us. Make shukr to Allah. See how you can use what Allah has given you for the benefit of others. And be very, very careful. Be very careful. It doesn't mean if someone is poor, if someone is a servant, someone is working for you, or someone has less intelligence than you, or someone is of a different language, or someone is of a different racial background, that this in any way Islam allows you to look down upon that person. Because especially if that person is Iman, especially if that person is a Muslim, ulama ikram say, if with regards to insan, with regards to a Muslim, أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَحْسَنَ التَّقْوِيمَ خَلْقِهِ وَسَخَّرَ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَسَمَّاهُ مُسْلِمًا وَمُؤْمِنًا وَعَبْدًا وَجَعَلَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسِهِ. Look at how Allah has elevated and honored a Muslim. firsthand, Allah Ta'ala has made him from amongst insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says that I have created this insan in the best of forms. Allah says I have created him with my own hand. Allah has elevated this insan. Thereafter, many verses in the Quran, Allah says, such is my love for this human being that I have subjugated everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, I have put it into the service of this human being. And then Allah elevated him further. Allah named him Muslim. Allah named him Mu'min. Allah refers to this person of Iman as Abd, as the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala created Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from the same jinns, from the same species, the honored and the beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these are basis on which Allah has elevated this human being. So ulama say, kana ihtiqaruhu ihtiqaran lima azzamahu Allah wa sharrafahu. When you look down upon a Muslim, a person of Iman, regardless of his color, creed, race, nationality, financial status, whatever it may be, when you look down upon him, you have denigrated that which Allah elevated. You have looked down upon that which Allah Ta'ala has raised the status of. So what this results in, my respected brothers, ulama ikram explained that by doing this, by denigrating that which Allah elevated, you have committed the greatest of crimes. We find the famous incident is mentioned about Isa alayhi salam, that one occasion he was traveling with his Hawariyin. The Hawariyin are the chosen ones, the close, like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the close companions of Isa alayhi salam are referred to as Hawariyin. Kunu ansar Allah. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil Hawariyin man ansari ila Allah. In any case, they were traveling and they were at a high ground. There was a highway robber who looked down and who looked towards Isa alayhi salam and his companions. And the nur of Nubuwwat on the face of Isa alayhi salam affected this person to such an extent that there and then he made tawbah. As he approached Isa alayhi salam to make public his tawbah and to plead allegiance in the hands of Isa alayhi salam, one of the companions of Isa alayhi salam looked with haqarat, looked down upon this person. We are allowed, in fact we are required by Sharia to hate the sin someone is committing. Hate the sin, hate the act, but don't look down at the person. Allah may give that person the tawfiq tomorrow to make tawbah. He may change his life. On the other hand, you are in piety today. If Allah snatches away his tawfiq tomorrow, what will your condition be? There is no basis for you to consider yourself superior if you are doing some pious deed and somebody else is doing some evil deed. Hate the sin, make fikr for that, but don't look down upon the person. Nevertheless, this Hawari of Isa alayhi salam looked down upon this person. Jibreel is sent, that O Nabi of Allah, tell these two people, the highway robber, and tell this Hawari of yours to start their actions again. Tell the highway robber he made a sincere tawbah, all his past is wiped away, he may start again. Tell the companion of yours that he looked down upon a fellow Muslim, a fellow believer. All his good deeds have been wiped away. He must also start again. Ihtiqar, looking down upon a person, my respected brothers, this is something that Sharia great emphasis is placed, because it is impossible that you assist others. It is impossible that you smile with others. It is impossible that you are conscious of your dealings with others. It is impossible that you render service to others. It is impossible for you to establish the brotherhood of Islam as long as this bimari and sickness of you thinking yourself superior to others is there in the heart. You will never lower yourself. You will never humble yourself. You will never be a true source of benefit to those that are around you unless you take steps to remove the sickness that is very, very common, that is very prevalent in the type of language we use. There are certain words that today have entered into our language which, my respected brothers, we have to be careful about. Particularly in our situation, where we are a minority, certain words have entered into our language which clearly denote this idea that we are somehow or the other superior to others. These things we have to be very, very careful about. Islam does not allow this type of mindset. In fact, looking down upon someone is a clear sign of pride. And what does hadith tell us about pride? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من كبر. That person who has pride, this idea of loftiness, or somehow this concept or idea that he is superior, if he has pride equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, he will never enter into Jannah. Allah has made the fragrance of Jannah haram upon such a person who considers himself to be superior. A lot of times we explain it away. I'm not really proud. I'm not really arrogant. But if you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam analyzed pride for us. What is pride? He said, "Al-kibr batarul haq wa ghamtun nas." What is pride? Pride is defined as rejecting the truth and treating others with contempt. Treating others with contempt. Ghamtun nas, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is ayn pride. This is a clear sign of arrogance if you will treat others with contempt. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.